Welcome back to Morning Ireland. Today is International Rural Women's Day and the Irish Farmers Association is using it to launch a new diversity strategy. At the moment, just 12% of Irish farmers are women. Among them is Elizabeth Ormiston, who's the IFA chairperson for County Cavan. She took over the family farm after the death of her husband. Elizabeth spoke to our reporter Tommy Mescal about life at the helm of a suckler farm, and she began by explaining why she loves her job.
As the oldest child in my family, I've always been involved in farm tasks from a very early age, and it became second nature to me that I just grew up and developed a deep and continuous love and interest in farming.
How long are you doing it for?
Since 1981.
Is it a career that you enjoy, and is it a career that you would recommend?
Certainly so. I really must say that I quite enjoy being my own boss. I'm passionate about farming and I thoroughly enjoy my life as a farmer, and I believe that living an outdoor life in a healthy environment is great. And despite like all the uncertainty that we farmers are facing at the minute, it is a good life and I would retain a positive attitude towards farming in Ireland.
You grew up on a family farm and now you have your own farm. Can you tell us when did you take over your own farm and how long are you doing that for?
I would have taken over my own farm when my husband got sick in 1995. And prior to that, we were milking cows and I would have milked them because he worked away in a factory close to us.
Some people would say it's a very physical job and therefore perhaps the view in the past would have been that it's a job for a man.
Well, it's not as physically demanding as it used to be because with technology and machinery and everything else. But no, I don't see that. I was always fit, even going back as far as 1981, I was fit to do the work that any man was fit to do.
What are the consequences of not improving female participation in an organisation like the IFA? Why is a woman's role important in the IFA?
Yeah, well, I think female participation, it needs to be improved because there is an increase in the amount of female farmers in the country, and individual men and women, they need to change their attitude to women becoming involved within the farming organisations, because female farmers need to be taken serious and they need to be welcomed and encouraged and not isolated. And it's very sad that women have really never received the recognition they deserved for their involvement in Irish agriculture. And for years, we have been sort of the unpaid labour, bookkeepers and financial controllers on the farm. Yet we got little or no input into the policy making. And I think going forward, it's important that we do get an input into that policy making. Like, I think from an early age, parents should encourage their daughters to help on the farm and familiarise them with the day-to-day running of the farm and instill in them a confidence as potential successors.
Do you notice a reluctance amongst young women to even consider a career as a farmer?
No, I actually don't. I had a meeting in the county last week on succession, and I feel where the reluctance is, it's of the older generation to hand over to the younger generation. That's where I feel there's more of a reluctance and where there needs to be some work done.
Farmer Elizabeth Ormiston speaking to Tommy Mescal. Sally Shortall, who's originally from County Leash, is Professor of Rural Economy at Newcastle University. She joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Why does farming remain overwhelmingly male?
Well, culturally, farming is a very male industry, and it's very much the tradition that fathers pass the land to their sons, and that is a tradition that goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. And it's very deeply embedded. I think it's a very big part of men's identity in farming. And it's a tradition that has persisted for a long time and is now really starting to be questioned about whether there is time in a very different era of gender equality for such an occupation to continue to be so male dominated.
You've been carrying out a study in Scotland, I gather. What have your findings been there?
Yes, so this is a really interesting study. The Scottish Government, as you may know, is very committed to gender equality. And they were also very aware that they knew very little about women in agriculture. So they commissioned this study, and really it's the first in-depth study of women in agriculture. And it was very broad-reaching. So like your former speaker, Elizabeth, we were looking at two types of women in farming, because I think we have to remember that farming is not just carried out by the farmer. Really, it's carried out by the farm family. And as Elizabeth said, there are a lot of women who do unrecognised work in the farm as the spouse, whether it's bookkeeping or developing farm diversification. We were interested in those women as well as new entrants. The government was particularly interested in the sorts of barriers there are to women who want to get into farming. So, as you mentioned at the outset, the biggest barrier is inheritance. Women really are not considered as successors when you're looking at who might take over the farm.
Even if they are interested in farming and even if they're the eldest member of the family?
Well, excuse me, I interviewed one woman who was the eldest of four daughters, and she was 14, fully expecting to take on the farm, and she told me that then her brother was born, and she knew she would not inherit her parents' farm. So it's that deeply embedded, even in the minds of teenagers. She went into agriculture, she did an agriculture science degree, went into agriculture-related employment, and we saw this as a general pattern. Then when she married, she and her husband went into farming through renting land. And of the farmers we interviewed, they were by far and away the most dynamic. And women tended to be very well informed about agri-environmental schemes and so on, because they were working in the area of agriculture and were able to bring all of that knowledge back to the farm. But no, in general, women are not considered as heirs. I interviewed another woman who inherited a large estate, and she was very clear she would not have inherited that had she had a brother.
Sally Shortall, thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning. It's 7:52.